Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We got a big hour ahead because we are sitting with one of the great analysts of Philadelphia professional sports in history, the legendary Ray Dittinger from NBC Sports Philadelphia. How you doing, Ray?
Hello, Ange.
We got a lot of ground to cover, Ray, today. But we are going to, Al, in a few minutes, I'm going to play for Ray some of the comments made this week by our Eagles coaches.
Yeah.
Because they are a cause of concern for me.
Mm-hmm.
They sound a little high schoolish to me.
Okay.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong. And then, of course, Ray will break the game down in Vegas on Sunday, a game that gives you an opportunity to turn your season around.
Mm-hmm.
Al, Vegas, Detroit, bang, bang, 4-4, home.
And then an easier schedule.
A much easier schedule with home games.
Coming home to where you've never won.
You'll be four and four
without a win at home. When's the last time you ever saw that?
Do you think you were brought in here, Ray, to immediately troll us from the minute you get into the studio? That's rude. Plus, I don't think
I'm sorry, this is a little early in the day for me.
I don't think your sponsor, Bradford Whitewater Heaters, who are bringing us you today, how you heat your water matters. Choose Bradford White to find a plumbing professional near you. It's bradfordwhite.com. I don't think they'd be happy with the trolling. Ray, I want to start with a prediction.
Okay.
And this is an off-the-wall prediction about the saga of Ben Simmons.
Okay.
By looking at all the variables in this story, I hereby predict that Ben Simmons will be traded today. Tomorrow he is supposed it's just a prediction. It's probably wrong.
Yeah, probably.
But I have looked at all this out. There's no plus sign at the end of this story.
No.
There's no. Where do you go from here? He's technically eligible to play tomorrow night here.
The only plus,
home opener.
The only plus is if he's awful somewhere else.
Yeah.
Ray, let me start with this. In your incredibly long tenure as a Philadelphia sports writer and broadcaster, has there ever been a player in this city more toxic than Ben Simmons is right now?
The only case that I can think of that rivals this, I'm not saying equals it, but rivals it, was the blow up of T.O.
Yeah.
That's it. But the big difference, and when I was on with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie yesterday, Joe asked me, was there any situation, as a situation, that I've seen in my 50 years of doing this that rivals this, that compares to this? And I said the only ones I can remember were Lindros and the Flyers, T.O. and the Eagles during the summer of the blow-up, and the sit-ups in his driveway, and et cetera, et cetera. And this one. But to me, this is far and away worse.
Yeah.
Far and away worse, because the thing was with Lindros and T.O. both, they were great players.
Yeah.
They were Hall of Fame players that had actually taken their team to a championship, a championship round.
Yeah.
I mean, T.O., for as crazy as he was and for as bad as it got that summer and into the season when they finally had to cut ties with him, he was a guy that had played great the previous, not just great, but beyond great the previous year, played on a broken leg in the Super Bowl and was the best player on the field. And everybody hated what happened, what followed, but at least he had performed. you know, Ben Simmons has all the aggravation and none of the performance.
Yeah.
That's why, that's what makes this a case unto itself.
Right, we had a guy on real early in our show, like 6:20. We'll be podcasting it out. And this guy was a draft expert for ESPN 5 years ago when Ben Simmons came up.
Uh-huh.
If you read what he wrote, it is almost exactly what Ben is here.
Mm-hmm.
He did not really hold winning as a priority.
Right.
It wasn't that important. He played all for himself.
Empty stats.
He was stat-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And his character, his teammates in Australia couldn't stand the guy.
Right.
He was standoffish. He was all these things we're seeing now. And now I got Brian Colangelo, who made the first pick in the draft, Ben Simmons, saying, we did all our homework. They couldn't have, could they? If
no.
you really... What did they do? Convince themselves we're going to change all these flaws and he's going to be amazing?
Exactly.
But then they put in charge a friend of his family to coddle the guy, Brett Brown.
Right.
None of it made any sense in retrospect.
No, they did it completely wrong. And I'm sure they did their homework, but then they just took it and threw it out the window. They got all this information that was correct
yep.
and everything that was negative and said, we're going to take him anyway. You know, the thing that I've never really understood about this guy, and it really is literally from day one. I mean, my point was, I said, what has he ever won? You know, I mean, you know, maybe he won some biddy ball tournament in Tasmania or something back when he was 8 years old. But, I mean, what has he ever won in a meaningful way? I mean, he goes to LSU, couldn't even get him in the NCAA tournament.
Nope.
I mean, they invite anybody to make the NCAA tournament. He couldn't get his team there. And then he's their first pick in the draft. It makes everything that's happened, I mean, it's been crazy, and it's driving people nuts, and there really is, I at this point, you almost don't know how you get out of this mess, but it was entirely predictable, and
it's
a mess of their own making.
Well, I'm going to now bring this over to the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
because there are lots of new reports that something soon is going to be happening with Deshaun Watson, all right? Deshaun Watson, supposedly Miami's moving in for a possible deal, but then they said last night, they reported last night, I saw it on Bleeding Green Nation, that the Eagles have had very recent discussions again with Houston. Seeing what's going on with Ben Simmons and the Sixers, wouldn't that, if you were running the Eagles, Ray, wouldn't you go, I don't think I want to bring a bad act onto my team?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that give you pause?
Yes, it has to.
Right?
But
I don't get the sense they look at the talent and they don't look at the character.
Right. And I think anybody has to do that. I mean, you can't separate one from the other.
Right.
But I think it goes double in this town. I really do. And especially in light of what's happened with Ben Simmons, I think you have to be mindful of that. Look, I understand the fact that the Eagles are interested in Deshaun Watson. Anybody that's thinking about the quarterback position has to be. He really is that good. He really is. I mean, he's a far better quarterback than Ben Simmons is a basketball player.
Yes.
I mean, that's not even
right.
debatable. But then you have to understand that you're not just bringing him in to play football, you're bringing in the whole package. And can you live with the whole package? It's a real question you have to ask.
It's getting harder and harder to assess talent and character in the same person, because sometimes the character will wipe away what the talent is, and sometimes it won't.
Right.
And you don't know. It's much harder now. All right, later in this hour, Ray Dittage will not just predict the outcome of the Eagles game in Las Vegas, but in a dramatic twist, Ray Dittager, Run DVOT, will predict how many carries Eagles running backs will have in that game. Oh. And as I say it, Ray is looking down at his yellow pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's information on there. Ray, I need a number on how many times Sanders and Gainwell will run the ball on Sunday.
Okay.
Wow, that was said with very little enthusiasm.
I'm glad you gave me fair warning.
I'm giving you warning because I think it's important. I think one leads to the other. If they run more, they have a better chance.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
But I don't think that necessarily is what the coach is going to do.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
We are on the same page. Let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Steve, what are we going to do about this guy who's still on the Sixers?
Yo, this is what I think they should do. I think the Sixers should go to Ben's representatives and Ben Simmons and say this. Go to the NBA, go to the union. We're willing to give you your freedom. just ex-nay the contract, void the contract, and you go sign with anybody you want for absolutely nothing. We got our point guard. I thought he looked very impressive last night. He looked a heck of a lot older than a 20-year-old in the NBA. I was very impressed with Maxey last night. Did you see some of the passing in that basketball game last night? That looked like old-school basketball. Pass, 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 shoot. That's the way you're supposed to move the rock when you're a team like that. When you get a dominant player like Joel Embiid who gets double-teamed, there's somebody always open, and they found him last night, and we were drilling threes left and right. I was extremely impressed. Look, New Orleans is not a great team, but we went on the road and we did what we were supposed to do to a bad team.
All right, Steve, hold on. Let me get a word in here, okay? Because you're 100% right of what you're saying about Ben Simmons. But the thing is, they have to get something for him, right? You don't want to see him play again. They have to get something for him. Shouldn't we be looking at Daryl Morey now, the GM, and going, when the hell is he going to do his job?
Well, you know what? I just look at it this way. What GM – I mean, look, I'm sorry.
Right.
If I'm a GM in the NBA, I ain't giving you squat for Ben Simmons. You've seen what this guy is. He is a lahu zaher, period.
Yep. Wow.
Okay?
100%. Steve, good job. Give me a prima donna.
Crosby from Pittsburgh.
That's the
second,
time,
Al.
And I'll give the ones that we have so far.
So far, we have Tom Brady, Ocho Cinco, Jonathan Papelbon, Prime Time. We've got Sidney Crosby, Kyrie Irving, T.O.
The only one that's close to him is Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
That's the only one so far.
So
there
far.
Are many more. You could go into the past if you want. Al, I got
Prima
a scenario
Donna,
I want to play off for you. All right? So Ben, showing a humorous side to himself, that he has not shown before.
Well, he doesn't have it.
Holds his press briefing today. Let me get this out of the way.
Oh, God.
Right? And I was watching the game, and the Lakers game the other night.
All right.
And a prominent agent, Ben's agent, Rich Paul, was there.
Rich Paul, yeah.
And sitting next to him was a slimmed down, very glamorous Adele.
Yeah, she has a new album.
What if he says, listen, fellas, I have a message, and I would like to also help sell some records.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, this is my prepared statement to the fans of Philadelphia upon my return.
Go easy, help me, baby. I was still a child.
That's all I needed.
That would be funny. That
would
be good.
Would that be hilarious?
Yeah, that
would
actually,
that work?
That would make me laugh.
I should be a media consultant.
No, you shouldn't.
No, hold on. Let me run this by Ray.
Got
Ray,
a sense of humor.
Should I be a media consultant when I retire?
I think you'd be very good at
teams
that.
Teams would consult me, and then they would give me a check.
I think I would work.
Has anyone approached you for that? Because it seems to me you would be even better at it than I ever would.
No.
Has any team in the city of Philadelphia ever approached Ray Dittinger for a position in their organization?
Of course not.
Well, can I say,
why would they do that?
Because I have seen your body of work, and you are more intelligent than pretty much everybody who has run teams in this city in the last half century. Would you agree with that? Would Rhea agree with it?
Yeah.
Would Al agree with it? Well, guess what? If I ever buy a team, you're running.
You won't even buy a salad.
Well, you know, I was given credit for Pete Rose coming to Philadelphia.
You were?
Really?
I was. Yes, I was.
Well, you talked to him and he said yes?
No. It was in 79 when everybody was pursuing Pete Rose because he came a free agent. And the Phillies, everybody thought the Phillies were going to get him. And then at the last minute, the bidding kept going up and up and up and up and up. And Rully Carpenter called a press conference and said, we're out. We can't, you know, the bidding has reached a point that we can't compete. And so we're picking up our chips and going home. Pete Rose can sign somewhere else.
Wow.
And it was funny because all the other writers in town, you know, including Stan, including Bill Conlon, including everybody wrote, you know, they're right. You know, the salaries in baseball are getting way out of hand, and you got to draw the line somewhere. And I wrote the complete opposite. I just ripped the Phillies, and I said, I remember writing the line that for a while there, the Phillies told us that they were shopping at Tiffany's, but now they're back in Corvettes.
Ooh!
And it was a big story. It was a big deal in town. And 2 weeks later, the Phillies signed Pete Rose. And I and Philadelphia Magazine gave me credit for the signing. They said that my that my column alone turned the Phillies front office around and made them go out and sign Pete Rose. So,
could you write the same thing about John Middleton?
I love it. Ray did it. You got us Pete Rose out.
There you go.
I never knew that. Dan Donnelly, could you give me an update on our question of the day?
Sure. What word best describes Sixers GM Daryl Morey's handling of the Ben Simmons controversy? 43% terrible, 39% nondescript, and 18% outstanding.
Still 18%, Al, who are smoking too much pot this pot legal age. 215-592-9494. If we go back, we're going to have Ray psychoanalyze our young Eagles coaching staff because the things they're saying recently could be considered alarming. WIP Sports Time, 8:17.
Hey, if you're starting to think about the holidays and entertaining family and friends, give yourself an early present. Update your kitchen or bath countertops with help from Colonial Marble and Granite. Stop into one of their area showrooms. They got the one in King of Prussia, massive one out there. Have one down in South Philly right there on Washington Avenue, right near Broad Street. Check out their unbelievable selection of stone slabs. They've got the nation's largest selection, and you can actually see the exact stone slab that you're going to want for your countertop. I've enjoyed, checked out both of them, Colonial Marble and Granite showrooms. Picked out, actually went out there, picked out my countertop that I was getting out at King of Prussia, and then I wanted to see how some backsplash and flooring was going to make, so I hit the one near my house over there on Washington Avenue. So you have great selection, easy places to go and check out whatever your style is. They will do an amazing job. They did all three of my stuff, countertops, backsplash, flooring. You can have it done in time for the holidays. They have a passionate and professional team that'll help you get the right material, style, and color for your projects. Get a fully installed quartz or granite countertop for just $14.99 or zero money down with 0% financing on purchases of $19.99 or more. For details, visit one of their local showrooms or online at colonialmarble.net.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're coming back right about at 8:24 right now. Ray Dittinger is in here breaking stuff down. He did a great job of breaking down Ben Simmons and what's going on there.
Right.
So let's see if he can tackle the young Eagles coaches. Mm-hmm. Let's see how that goes. Ray, you look at a lot of tape. Have you been impressed so far with the contribution of veteran defensive end Ryan Kerrigan? Well, there's your answer.
That's a no.
Contribution? Is that what you were asking me about? No.
All right, Ray, 155 snaps, one accidental tackle when the runner ran into him. Mm-hmm. That is the only time he appears to have made contact with anyone. Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, was on earlier in the week, and here is his assessment of Ryan Kerrigan.
Sorry. Why hasn't Ryan Kerrigan been productive?
On the stat sheet, you mean? Because in my opinion, he has been productive. How would I quantify that is he lines up, he gets aligned the correct way, he plays with his eyes the right way, he asks to do the techniques that we're asking him to do, and he's playing winning football within his role.
Ray?
Mm-hmm.
He's lining up well. Uh-huh. He likes where his eyes are.
His eyes are in the right place. He's got one on each side of his nose, but other than that, I'm not quite so sure.
Hey, help us with this. The guy's done nothing, and his boss is saying he's doing a good job.
Well, if that's the case, then why are his snaps going down every week?
All right, so he's lying.
Well, I would assume so. I mean, if you look at his snaps, they've gone from 32 to 27 to 22 to 21 to 14 last week.
Wow.
So if he's doing, if he's making this great contribution, why are you putting him on the field less? That would seem sort of counterintuitive, wouldn't it?
It's raising a bigger issue about the entire coaching staff. Do you get the sense they know what they're doing, right?
It's I have really, really tried to this point, and I'm still trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, I mean, we are only six games in,
right?
You know, and every time you get into this point where you're thinking, oh, man, what a mistake. You know, I always think back on Joe. You know, Joe Gibbs started out 0-5 in Washington. And everybody said, what in the world did they hire this guy for? And he wound up winning three Super Bowls. So you do have to give people time. And I'm trying to do that. But, I mean, some of the stuff I'm seeing and some of the stuff I'm hearing makes me wonder. It really does. And I'm trying to be fair. And I'm trying to give them time. But some of the stuff I'm seeing and some of what's being said and offered as, well, this is – no, that's not really that. It's this. Come on. You know, you might be able to sell that in some cities, but you can't sell it here.
Right. We had G. Cobb on Monday, and G. Cobb was a linebacker, a very good one for a long time.
Yes, he was.
NFL, including here. And G. Cobb was harsher than you are in saying, if you don't run the ball, you are making the job of the defense, including the linebackers, much easier.
Oh, yeah.
They can tee off on your quarterback. They are not worried about Miles Sanders gashing them up the middle because you don't run that play, right? So how are people supposed to evaluate Jalen Hurts in that he is playing every game with an extraordinary handicap? His coach doesn't run the ball.
Right.
Doesn't it make it much harder for Hurts to succeed with that philosophy?
Sure. And it actually goes beyond just the run-pass ratio. There are other things at work here too, Ange.
Right.
I mean, just the simple matter of there's no formation variation. There's no men in motion. There's nothing there that makes a defense think. There's nothing there that when they break the huddle and come up the line of scrimmage, there's nothing there pre-snap that challenges the defense. They make it so easy for the defense to key in on what they want to key in on. I mean, everybody just talks about the run-pass ratio and they don't give the ball to Sanders, which is problematic in and of itself. But there are other things that you need to do in terms of just making a defense react, just making them think, you know, showing them one thing to set up another. That whole mental game that's played before the ball's even snapped, they don't do that either. And all of that combined with the fact that they're not running the ball, yeah, I think puts a very unfair burden on the young quarterback. It really
Absolutely.
Does. Especially you get a game like last week, the Tampa game, when Jalen Hurts is clearly struggling. I mean, he's clearly struggling. I mean, he's missing guys all over the field, missing them with throws. Their guys get open. He doesn't see them. And you do nothing to help him. Normally when a young quarterback struggles, the first thing a coaching staff will do and say, he's having a rough day. We better start running the ball a little bit. Take a little of the pressure off him. Instead, they just double down. I mean, they just keep staying in the shotgun. They keep running the same plays, putting the ball in his hands and saying, go do something with it. That's not the way you play football unless you're playing at Council Rock High School.
Rhea gave me one other stat a little while ago that it really raises questions about how the hell they're coaching this team. Jalen Reagor, number one pick of a year ago, leads the National Football League in failed reception rate among all wide receivers in all teams, all right? But they still keep going to him and going to him and going to him. When it sure looks like, to most people, like Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins are way better options.
Oh, way better, sure.
So the question becomes, are they doing this to try to justify Howie's first-round pick? Is that what? Why would you keep doing something that doesn't work?
Well, I think, is that part of the equation? Yeah, probably is. I mean, you'd be pretty naive to think that they don't want this guy to deliver after everything they've invested in him as a number one pick, especially when it was a pick that was questioned the moment it was made.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to acknowledge they were wrong with this. But you can look at it from the other side. If you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, you can look at it from the other side and say, well, they're trying their best to develop him, give him opportunities to reach his ceiling as a player. I don't know that it's there. I mean, I've kind of felt that way from the time they drafted him. I mean, listen, I've been on record for a year now saying that they should have taken Justin Jefferson. That's old news.
Right.
I mean, to me, Reagor was a very, won't be the best word, incomplete player. He just doesn't, he has some speed, he has some playmaking ability if he can get the ball in his hands, but he just doesn't have the first clue about running a route. I mean, and the only thing you can do is throw these little check down wide receiver screens, give him the ball in the flat and hope that he can make somebody miss and run with it. But you can't ask him to make plays down the field. If you try to force balls to him down the field, it's not going to work. He just doesn't have that level of sophistication. Smith does. Watkins, for a young player, also does. Reagor is the least developed of those guys as an NFL receiver, and he doesn't seem to me to be making any progress.
All this having been said, the Eagles are only getting 3 points Sunday against the 4-2 Raiders team. And Ray will attempt to explain that in a few minutes. Sean's up next on the lines. Hi, Sean. Sean, are you there?
Hi, Ann. Good morning. How are you?
What's happening, Sean? How you feeling this morning?
Well, I was telling you about the whole Ben Simmons deal. I think we got it a little wrong. I think it's out of Maury's hands at this point. I think the league has taken over and said, hey, 76ers, you guys have had your chance. You've screwed it up so badly. You're going to have to deal with Simmons for now, and we'll tell you when you can unload him.
All right, hold on. We already had to deal with the league once when they forced us to get rid of Sam Hinkie.
And how did that work out with the Colangelos?
I miss Sam Hinkie now. Because you know what? Daryl Morey worked with Sam Hinkie in Houston, and now I'm starting to think Hinkie was the brains of that operation. Which is, Sean, you think the NBA dictates to their teams what they're going to do with prima donna players?
I think they do because they don't want to set up a Pandora's box. They don't want to open that up to where you get more Ben Simmons around the league.
No, they already have them. It's happened 4 or 5 times already.
Not with somebody with 4 years left on their contract. Okay. That's what makes all this right. unique.
So the NBA is saying to him, let him sit there and rot for a while?
Let him sit there. You guys deal with him. You suspend him. You watch him sulk. You watch him go to strip clubs when he's suspended. And then we'll tell you when you can unload him.
All right, Sean, here's the problem, though, all right? So now he's still a member of the Sixers. You going to play him? What are you going to do with him?
I don't think they play him because he doesn't want to play. Until he proves that he wants to play, you sit him on the bench. You make him go to the Wells Fargo Center, and you put him on the bench, and you let him pay the price from the fans.
The fans will kill him. Oh, Sean, give me a prima donna.
I got a great prima donna. Former college football player and now owner, the despised Jerry Jones.
Ooh, that's a good one. He is a prima donna. Put that down. Right. All right. They already suspended for a game. He's eligible to play tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
They will not roll him out tomorrow night, will they?
No, I can't imagine they would.
Feed him to the wolves?
No.
All right. Do you think they'll ever roll him back out in this town? He's a marked man.
Yeah, I don't see how you can.
You can't, right?
I don't see how they have
to trade him pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here with you on a couple of Thursday mornings, And sitting in the chair that I'm sitting in,
yeah.
1 week it was Billy King.
Yes.
Who's been in this position before.
Yeah.
And then another week was Ruben Amaro, who was also a general manager in a different sport, but a general manager.
Yeah.
And you asked the same question. Ken, after all the water under this, all the polluted water that's going under this bridge in this time, can the Sixers ever possibly put this guy back on the court in Philadelphia? And both Billy and Ruben said no.
No.
Can't be done. And I agree with him. I don't
so
think
what
can.
Are they doing? And did you see his body language the other day when he was at prayer? I mean, what do you say to a guy like that? He's past the point where there's anything you're going to say to bring him back, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's so insolent. I mean, his whole attitude, everything about him is just offensive. You know, to the point where, there was a long debate between Joe and John yesterday about, you know, Joe didn't like Joel Embiid saying what he said. You know,
babysit.
Yeah, he said, and the idea that I have nothing to do with that guy and blah, blah, blah. And Joe's argument was that just makes Daryl Morey's job that much harder to try and trade the guy. But, I mean, at a certain point, what else are you going to say?
He was honest with people.
I think he was 100% honest, and I think he spoke for everybody on the team and in the organization. I had no problem with it because it's so nice. I think it's refreshing to hear somebody in the middle of one of these sports situations, one of these sports soap operas, that actually comes out and tells you what he really feels.
I'm stunned now that Joe DeCamera is no longer an advocate for honesty. When did that happen? We're going to need a little talk. I leave for a day and Joe starts advocating for lying.
Ange, we called him in for a talk towards the end of the show.
You did. Did it work?
We discovered by listening to a show the day before that he sometimes takes 3 baths a day.
Yeah, to get those thoughts out his head.
What do you mean baths? I mean in a bathtub?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Three. Sitting in the bathtub?
He took 3 on Sunday.
Yeah, 3.
All right, I'm concerned. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I watch football, and Joe Wechter watched football and drank beer.
No, I watch football.
You watch
football? Didn't drink beer, but I drank.
He was in the tub?
Well, he had the unfortunate thing. He did both. Drank beer and then went in the tub.
Bubbles. 215-592-9494. Ray is going to explain why the Eagles are only favored by 3 when we come back. And then, obviously, a climactic Roman. He will select a winner in the Eagles game against Las Vegas. That's next. WIP Sports Time, 8:36.
And let me tell you that at Cooper University Healthcare, the region's leading academic health system, you don't have to be an elite athlete to get the best sports medicines care. When you live an active lifestyle, you know, you get muscle aches, you get joint pains, common, especially as you get a bit older. Well, the sports medicine experts at Cooper treat athletes of all ages and all ability levels with the most advanced treatments available. Their team combines orthopedic surgery, rehab, sports medicine, all in one comprehensive program, and Cooper experts can treat any injury. Tendons that are torn, damaged cartilage, broken bones, concussions, you got it. They will get you back to doing what you love. Cooper Sports Medicine experts are committed to your treatment and your recovery. So Cooper is your complete healthcare provider with really convenient locations throughout the region. Cooper University Healthcare, committed, compassionate, and complete.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 8:42 is the time. Al, I know you're wondering, you would like an update on my financial exploits. So I'm happy to do it for you.
Okay.
Yesterday at noon, I spent $20 on a salad.
Ugh.
All right, this was bad for my budget.
Yeah.
But things improved later in the day when I bet on the Sixers to cover the four, and I made $40.
Nice.
You know what?
I'm plus 20 for the day. I can afford another salad today.
Wait a minute. You had one day off.
Right.
And you spent too much on food and you gambled.
Yep.
You might retire for a week.
Al, I talked to him more
times. You're right. I didn't look at it that way.
I talked to him more times yesterday than I do on a regular work day.
No, Al's on to something.
Al, you'll be broke.
If I'm not working, I might go to gambling.
Yes.
Where more times than not, I will lose.
Correct.
And then I want to be able to afford a cheap salad. Yeah. I never looked at it that way. But pressing onward, right, that has kind of encouraged me to look at other, you know, spreads and see if I can make some more money.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a very unusual spread because the Raiders are 4-2, and they are home, and they are only getting, they're giving 3 points to the Eagles for this game. The odds makers are calling these teams pretty much even.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain such a low spread on a game where the Eagles have impressed no one recently?
Right. I thought it was odd.
Yeah.
I didn't expect
there
it.
There it is, Al.
I didn't expect it to be that. I guess they're attributing some of this to the turmoil in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The head coaching situation. I'll tell you, I went back and I looked at the film of the Raiders game against Denver last week. They didn't look like they had any problems to me.
They looked good.
In fact, they looked really good.
But they lost the previous week to the Bears, right, at home.
Yeah, they lost to the Bears, and they lost the week before that to the Chargers.
Okay.
So, I mean, they've beaten a couple teams that weren't particularly good. And then, you know, they beat Miami. They beat Pittsburgh early in the season when they weren't playing very well. Then they lose the two games, and the Bears aren't very good. Chargers are. The Bears aren't very good. But then coming into this game last week, you know, not that Denver's great, but Denver is not an easy place to win. It really isn't. I mean, even when Broncos can be up, they can be down, but Denver's a tough place to go in and win. And when I went back and watched the film, I thought the Raiders played really well. I thought they really did. I mean, Derek Carr played terrific. And it's, you know, that's why I thought, okay, I know the initial concern about the coaching change and all the upheaval probably made people wonder about the Raiders or where they are. But I think they sort of answered a lot of those questions last week with the way they played in Denver. Most people thought that they were going to go to Denver and lose, and they actually went to Denver, and the game was more one-sided than the score would indicate. The Raiders had far the better of it.
Okay. How does Jonathan Gannon stop Derek Carr? Can he?
Well, you're going to have to – the Raiders' offensive line is not great. So
Fletcher Cox for you.
You should be able to – get – a pass rush on him. You should be able to. And if you do, you have a chance. I can tell you one thing, that given what seems to be Jonathan Gannon's predilection to how he wants to play pass defense, which is very conservative, safeties deep, don't give up the big play, the Raiders are the kind of team that's going to make him think that way. In other words, they have a lot of speed.
Okay.
And they are a big play offense. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to hit
soft
big
zone again. Another soft zone.
So that's exactly what I expect. I expect them to come out and play a really, really soft zone against this team and basically force the Raiders to try and either beat them over the top or run the ball. But the point is with Derek Carr right now is playing very well. And I think that one of the things that at least I took away from the Denver game was – he's reunited with the offensive coordinator named Greg Olsen, who was the offensive coordinator in with the Raiders when he was a rookie and had his best year. Then Olsen left, went to another coaching staff. Now he's back. And with Gruden gone, Greg Olsen is now calling the plays. And what you saw last, or at least what I saw last week, was a real kind of simpatico between the play caller and the quarterback. Really? And it looks to me like, based on what I saw of Carr last week, he looked really comfortable. It looked to me like Olsen was calling some really good plays for him. And I think that this will change will be good for Derek Carr because I think he has confidence. I think he has confidence in Olsen, and it seems to me that Olsen has a pretty good sense of what Carr wants to run.
All right. On the other side of the ball, do you sense the same simpatico between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts?
Well, Nick seems to know what he wants to do. I'm still trying to make some sense out of it. There's no way. I mean, I really did try to look at it from all sides and just say, okay. I mean, it's crazy on its face that you're, but maybe there is some logic in here somewhere. Maybe I'm just missing it. Okay, maybe this is really good thinking, and I'm just missing. No, it's not. It is not. No, it's not.
Your investigation raised no possible answers.
No, I can't imagine any. I mean, they the arena football teams ran the ball more than this team does. So I mean, there's no universe in which any of this makes any sense. It really is. I mean, Seth Joyner made the point in the postgame show. He said it's a high school offense. That's a very apt description of it. It really is. But worst of all is you're asking a quarterback with very, very little, very limited NFL experience to make the kind of decisions and play the kind of football that at this point he's just not equipped to make.
All right, Ray, I am going to ask for two predictions.
All right. All
right, prediction number one, Eagles at Las Vegas, 4:05, Sunday. What do you say?
I'm basing this purely on what I saw from the Raiders last week. I thought they played well. From the Eagles, I don't know what to expect. I don't know if the coaching staff has any answers, really. I don't think the Raiders are world beaters, but right now they certainly seem to have a better idea of what they want to do than the Eagles. So I'm going to take the Raiders 30-27.
30-27. We're in this game. That's the spread, right? You're not giving
right there.
I don't know
right
what
there.
To do now. It's a push. I can't do it. This will be the tiebreaker. Ray Dittiger, how many carries will the Eagles running backs have in Sunday's game?
You can run on the Raiders.
Wow. Ooh.
If you're looking at their defense and you're approaching it in a tactical kind of way, okay, what's the best way to attack these guys? I would say running the ball makes a lot of sense.
Ooh, we're going to get some runs.
I'm sensing a butt.
But.
Ah, you ruined it.
I just don't know if these guys are going to do that. Now, we're just limiting this to running backs.
Running
right?
backs. Okay. Not if Hurts runs. It doesn't count. That's an uppy up.
Okay. Let me see. I'll say
12.
I'll say 12 carries for Sanders and 4 carries for Gainwell. So it's 16.
Oh. All right. That run would actually ball. Probably be the run highest the number ball. So far this season. 16 carries by the running backs.
I don't know. I think they might have had that in Atlanta. I think they might have had that in the opener.
All right.
Or somewhere in right. that vicinity.
The over-under, Al, 16 carries for running backs. Ah. That seems highly optimistic.
Well, remember, now the offensive coordinator just came out this week in his press availability, and he said that after long and extensive film study and discussion by the coaching staff, they have come to the conclusion now that, yeah, I think we really need to give the ball to Miles Sanders.
Really?
Wow. Oh, wow. These boys are coming along.
Yeah, it only took them
6 games.
It only took them, 6 days to arrive at the same conclusion that the people at the Link had arrived at by the third quarter of the Tampa game.
Thank you.
Not just the Link. Nick Sirianni went to the Haddon Township Oktoberfest on Sunday. And everyone that stopped him told him to run the ball. I think after that, he needed a couple
Wait
of
Wait what happens in Las Vegas with all the Eagles fans out there.
There's going to be a lot of them. Dennis is on from Outlaw. Hi, Denny.
Radio man, how you doing
Talk
today?
To me. Sixers, did you enjoy their victory last night?
We can win without the jackass.
Oh, really? So what are you saying? No more Ben?
I'll take him to the airport only if it's to the overseas terminal.
What if Ben returns to the team and shows up on the court, Dennis?
Oh, no, he can't. That would be bad. That would be bad.
All right.
The boos ringing down from 18,000 people. You might even say some people would use, profanity. They can't do that.
Well, then they're going to have to announce something today. Do you understand? The guy is no longer under suspension. He is employed by the team. A lot of people, I think, would like to attend that game tomorrow night if they know Big Ben was out there. For their own reasons, I'm not speculating. I'm thinking they would like to know if he's going to be there. I need an announcement today.
Can't they suspend him every game? I mean, they can.
For what?
One at a time, so he doesn't get paid.
Maybe his attitude's improved.
Oh yeah.
No. Dennis, give me a prima donna, Dennis.
Well, my guy. How many people have two nicknames? So my guy's got two of them. Primetime Neon Dion.
You had him. You guys are not listening to Al. No. Bruce, how are you doing today? Bruce. Bruce is not there. I will try Paul at Chester County. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Angelo. How you guys doing this morning?
Paul, did you enjoy the Sixers victory without Ben Simmons?
I got up this morning. I heard it. I think it was great.
Was it better without him than with him?
Without.
Did you miss his pout on the sideline?
No.
All right, good. So what do you think? Do you want to see him anymore?
Never, ever again.
So are you really urging Daryl Morey to unload him?
Kick him to the curb.
There it is. Al, I don't know anybody that's supporting the guy. Paul, give me a prima donna.
How about Michael Irving?
All right. You know what? He's kind of become charming now.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't take.
Ray Dittiger likes Michael Irvin more now than when he played. Is that correct, Ray? He's a kind of nice guy now.
I actually got along pretty well with him during his playing career.
But, I mean, he was a flamboyant guy.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, okay. he's typical University of Miami product.
Right.
But
nice.
But I mean, he was.
It's tough.
Yeah, one thing I will say about Michael Irvin, he was the leader of that team. That Cowboy team.
Yes,
if you ever went to a Cowboys practice,
yep.
And I went to a number of them during those years, if it was a bad practice, Jimmy Johnson didn't have to say anything. Michael Irvin stopped the whole practice and chewed everybody out.
How about that?
Aikman was the quarterback, yep. But Irvin was the leader.
Ray Dittiger, all you do is dazzle. We will hear you this weekend with your partner Glenn Mack now. Talk
sure
about
will.
His movie exploits, Al.
Is your Barkan back? Is he okay after his accident?
Is Barkan
there?
Okay now?
I didn't know what happened.
Oh, he was crossing the street in a golf cart, got hit by a car.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he's okay, supposedly. No, he was. He had a little golf cart. They were at a golf tournament going across the street. Somebody, woman, come over a hill, burn into the car.
You just decided to tell us
You're
this.
Just a, when
but
the,
he's all right.
When did this happen?
2 days ago. But he's not, he's okay.
All right, he's good.
You'll be okay.
I get emails from Michael all the time, and I never, that's the first time
Ray,
I heard
I'm
that.
Thinking
thank
they
God,
may
thank
need,
God he's all right.
Yeah,
they
he's
may
fine.
Need to fly in your partner there. I think they gotta bring in Seth Jordan.
You're wondering if
oh,
we talked
fly him in. He's back home. He's,
back
he's here.
Seth. Oh, it's
he's
Seth
in studio
running.
Now.
Oh, my God.
I
Seth
tell
running
you.
The thing.
I just, when they first go to him, I just like to see his face.
Oh, I know.
Because he's usually really unhappy. Makes me feel better.
You
Ray
should,
Dittiger.
You should sit next to him watching the game.
Oh, game. Ray,
that
you're
is,
the best,
that is
my friend. Thank you, Ray. 215-592-9049. If we come back, what if Ben Simmons does play tomorrow? Huh? What are you going to do? That's next. WIP Sports Time, 8:55. Let me tell you what's going on at Borgata. We'll be there. I'll be there later today. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa never stops, so plan your getaway today. Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa has a Halloween promotion so good it's scary. Enter to win cash or bonus slot dollars in the Monster Cash $100,000 sweepstakes Saturday, October 30th. Simply insert your M Life Rewards card into any slot machine or open a table game rating for your chance to win. It's the Monster Cash $100,000 sweepstakes Saturday, October 30th. Visit theborgata.com for more detail.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.